Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Anatomy of the Swipe Making Money Move is a Practical Nonfiction Guide to the Modern Card Payments Ecosystem, written by Ahmed Siddiqui, a product leader with experience at payments companies such as Marqeta and Branch. The book explains what actually happens when a debit or credit card is swiped, dipped, or tapped. Its purpose is not to provide a dense technical textbook, but to make the structure of payment processing understandable for readers who want a usable mental model of how money moves. The book focuses on the key actors in the system, including issuers, networks, acquirers, and processors, and shows how their incentives shape fees, transaction flow, and business opportunity. It is especially aimed at developers, entrepreneurs, merchants, and fintech professionals who need to understand card-based payments in order to build, integrate, or evaluate financial products. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why card payments require multiple interdependent actors. A central contribution of the book is its explanation of the full payment path behind an ordinary card purchase. Instead of treating a swipe as a single event, Siddiqui breaks it into a chain of actions that involve authorization, routing, processing, clearing, and settlement. This matters because each step is controlled by a different party and creates different operational and economic consequences. By separating the flow into distinct functions, the book helps readers understand why a transaction can succeed quickly at the point of sale, yet still require several institutions to complete the transfer of funds. The value of this framing is practical once a reader understands the stack. It becomes easier to diagnose where a payment system is adding cost, delay, or complexity. The book is particularly effective for people who need an intuitive model before they work with APIs, card issuing programs, or merchant acceptance systems. It turns an invisible infrastructure into something logically ordered and easier to reason about. Secondly, the roles of issuers, networks, acquirers, and processors. The book devotes significant attention to the institutions that make card payments possible and to the reasons each one exists. Issuers provide the cardholder relationship and take on credit or debit risk. Networks connect the system and set the rules that govern transactions. Acquirers work on the merchant side, enabling businesses to accept card payments. Processors and related partners handle the operational mechanics that allow data to move between parties. Siddiqui's explanation is valuable because it shows that payment systems are not just technical pipelines, but coordinated business arrangements with distinct incentives. Understanding these roles helps readers see why card payments are structured the way they are and why no single company usually controls the entire transaction. This is especially important for founders and product teams, since product decisions in fintech often depend on knowing which partner owns which part of the workflow. The book gives readers enough structure to navigate vendor selection, platform design, and partnership strategy without reducing the ecosystem to oversimplified slogans. Thirdly, fee structures and revenue models behind everyday card use. Another major theme is the economics of payments. Siddiqui explains that card transactions are not only about moving money, they are also about distributing revenue across a network of participants. The book looks at transaction types, fee structures, and the logic behind how different companies in the ecosystem get paid. This is important because payment fees often look opaque from the outside, yet they shape pricing, merchant acceptance, rewards programs, and product design. By showing how the economics work, the book helps readers understand why card payments remain attractive for consumers, why merchants accept the associated costs, and why financial institutions compete so aggressively in this area. The practical insight is that payment infrastructure is also a business model. Readers who grasp this are better prepared to evaluate interchange, processing costs, and reward economics in a real product setting. The book does not dwell on abstract finance theory. Instead, it connects revenue mechanics to the everyday act of paying for goods and services. Fourthly, how fintech products build on the existing payment rails. The book also places modern fintech innovation inside the established card ecosystem rather than treating it as something separate from it. Siddiqui discusses how new products such as neobanks, card issuance platforms, and expense management tools depend on the same underlying rails that power traditional cards. This perspective is useful because it explains why many seemingly new financial products are actually combinations of established payment capabilities, software layers, and user experience design. For entrepreneurs and product builders, the book clarifies where innovation tends to happen, not always in the movement of money itself, but in the orchestration, packaging, and customer-facing use of that movement. It also helps readers see why card infrastructure has become a foundation for broader financial services. The book's treatment of fintech is therefore strategic rather than promotional. It shows that understanding the old system is often the fastest way to identify opportunities in the new one, whether the goal is issuing cards, improving spend controls, or launching a financial product aimed at a specific user segment. Lastly, a beginner-friendly explanation of a complex financial system. What makes the book distinctive is not only the subject matter, but the way it is presented. The author aims to make a technical and often intimidating domain accessible to readers without prior payments experience. Reviews and descriptions suggest that the book uses storytelling, practical examples, and a visual style to reduce the barrier to entry for beginners and visual learners. That approach is significant because payments literature is often either too superficial or too technical. Siddiqui positions the book between those extremes, offering enough detail to be useful while keeping the explanations approachable for software developers, merchants, and business readers who need functional understanding rather than academic depth. This pedagogical choice shapes the book's value. It is designed to create fluency, not just awareness. Readers finish with a framework they can use when discussing issuing, acceptance, processing, or card economics with colleagues and vendors. In that sense, the book functions as an orientation guide to a system many people use daily but rarely understand well. In conclusion, The Anatomy of the Swipe Making Money Move is best suited to readers who need a clear, practical introduction to card payments and the broader fintech infrastructure built on top of them. Software developers, entrepreneurs, product managers, merchants, and early career finance professionals will benefit most because the book explains not only how the system works, but why it is structured that way. Its main value is that it converts a hidden financial infrastructure into a readable mental model. Readers gain clarity on transaction flow, stakeholder roles, fee logic, and the business opportunities created by card-based payments. Compared with more technical payments texts, it is more accessible and easier to absorb. Compared with high-level fintech overviews, it is more specific and operational. That balance is what sets it apart. It is especially useful for people who want to participate in payments conversations without relying on vague terms or incomplete intuition. If the goal is to understand how money actually moves through modern consumer finance, this book offers a focused and practical starting point. If you would like to support Ahmed Siddiqui, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.